irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love, brought to you by the D.D. Jackson Foundation, where we shine the light on love and loss. I am TJ Jackson, and with me I have both of my brothers, Taj and Terrell. Terrell Jackson, Taj Jackson. How are you guys?
What's going on?
Hey, it feels good to be here. What are you laughing? Did I mess up something?
No, you said the intro was going to be short, but that was a lot. A whole lot shorter.
That was a lot shorter, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. How are you? First of all, let me do the intro because I've missed out on a lot. So let me do the intro. We are live on Power of Love. So if you are listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. This isn't going well.
Tita, don't worry. My last show was really bad.
What happened?
I couldn't read. I kept fumbling.
Really?
Every other line, yeah, I couldn't. I fumbled.
Okay.
Many times. Take your time. It's okay.
I don't know.
It couldn't be any worse than that. I just couldn't read.
Really?
Yeah. I just kept every other line. I was messing up.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening. As I said, if you are listening and want to contribute to our topic, or if you have a question on our topic, please feel free to send us a tweet at DDJ Foundation, or you can call in, 323-203-0815. Again, it's 323-203-0815. I'm going to go right into the disclaimer. We are not licensed therapists. We're just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it, and we've learned from it. If you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and to find it. Do not rely on us.
Nope.
Twitter
real quick.
Twitter, yes.
Tosh.
I already gave it.
He gave it, but I'll give it again. It's DDJ Foundation.
Yeah.
Have you guys said anything today?
Huh? No.
I
was sleeping.
Just felt like he wasn't even in the show.
No, he's here. He's doing right, his thing. He's already on his Twitter game.
Exactly.
I feel like my mic is low. Is it cool?
I think
that's
we're
all right.
Good.
We're good.
Yeah. First of all, I'm happy to be back. I missed you guys.
I know.
I was in Nashville last week, and then I missed the show the week before. I'm not sure why, but I had something. I couldn't make it. So it's been 2 weeks for me, and it feels good to be here. I missed my brothers, and I missed doing the show, and I missed our listeners and learning, to be honest. So this is something that I think at first we started where we were just kind of just talking and sharing our opinions and what happened. But really, this has been so educational and what's the word?
Therapeutic.
Therapeutic. Yeah, thanks, Taj.
You're welcome.
It's been therapeutic for us. So I actually enjoyed this, doing this a lot, and I missed it. So I'm happy to be back. We'll go right into it. Terrell, do you want to talk about your week? How was your week?
Yes. Well, you've been gone for a while.
Yeah.
We had a good show about procrastination last week.
Okay.
The topic was good. I just was a little bit shaky. But anyways, we discussed ways of what causes procrastination and how you defeat it. And one of the things that I was procrastinating on was going to see the doctor.
Yeah.
And I went earlier today.
Okay.
So I still have to go back and get blood work done and all that, but at least I went.
I'm proud
of
you, man.
Step. Yeah. So I'm happy I went.
Good. It's important, man.
Yeah, I have to. And I got to be more consistent with that. So, did the doctor thing.
Good.
The week, what else did we do? We had a great board meeting. You were out of town, obviously.
Yeah.
But obviously, we always say it. There's a lot of people behind DDJF. It's not just us three.
Right.
And we have a great team, great board. We had a great meeting on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Discussed a lot of things that we did in the past, things that we're working on, and things coming in the future.
Some great stuff.
So we're excited about that. And Taj, I'll pass it to you.
Yeah, I mean, and also just we're very thankful for everyone supporting us, whether it's a donation or helping us get the name out. And so I didn't do anything this week that I remember besides the board meetings. This week's like a setup week for me in terms of because just working on some projects and stuff like that, like the Halloween stuff and whatever. So
photo shoot, prep, you cleaned. Oh, no. Did you clean your studio out?
Yeah.
That was last week, though.
That was last week, yeah.
You didn't do anything this week?
This week was all prep for
stuff coming up.
Yeah. All right. I have a baby shower coming up, too, so that's why.
Which is pretty big deal, Tom.
Yeah, yes, Taj.
But it's not happening. So I'm just prepping for it. That's the
Are you really doing anything?
Yeah.
Or is that all?
No, I'm actually.
You sure?
Yes.
Because if I'm going to base it off of what you're doing here, you're not doing too much.
I do a lot behind the scenes. Everyone knows.
Hey,
that.
Man, I just got to rip it. I missed it, man.
I know. They know. So everyone knows.
The big thing, and we don't like getting political on the show, but the big thing that's been going on, I think, has been that hearing.
Oh, yes.
Mm. At least here in the States. I don't really follow, but it seems to really... the one thing I have to say is I feel like our country's quite divided. At least it feels that way.
Maybe it is.
So I do hope and pray that we could somehow unite our country and unite just, it's everything's about
unity.
Because there was actually a tweet I saw where a woman, that's what she said. She said that she was on a flight back home and the captain said something about, you know, he did his normal thing where he landed or whatever. And at the end, he just said, I want to remind everyone to be kind and love each other. And she said it was such a strong thing because it just took everyone, you know, because once you get off a plane, you just disperse. You know, it's like everyone's on their own little mission.
Everyone wants to hurry up and get the baggage claim.
So she said it was pretty profound because it kind of changed the tone on how she was stepping out into this new chapter or new step or whatever she was walking into. So, and I thought that was really awesome of the pilot, you know, and it's just a reminder for anyone, whether you're a teacher, a doctor or whatever, just if you got a message, go ahead and spread it, you know, if it's be kind, you know, smile, whatever it is, you know, and I think that's important for us all to do.
I think we need to connect more too. I think that's the problem too. We have our own little circles and stuff like that. And I think that the internet and the phones and have made it even easier to just be in your own little bubble. And I think that's the problem too, is that we definitely have to, you know, learn about each other and care about each other, because it's not getting better. It's getting worse.
And that's one thing I wonder, have we always been divided? And just nobody said anything.
No, because you used to know people.
I'm not saying us. I'm just saying overall. The only good thing about all of this with the Trump and everything is that now it's almost like you know what you're dealing with and you see it.
But some people don't care. It makes it harder too.
But some people don't believe. Some people don't believe it existed. And now it's just smack in front of your face.
Again, I don't like to get political. It's not a political show. There was a way where it seems very accusatory. I don't know, my mind's, I don't know, maybe still on vacation. But on both sides, you know, and I feel like it's, you know.
It's the sports mentality. It's almost like you pick your team. And no matter what, the team is right.
Yeah. That's why I do think, and
that's not the way to look at it.
I do think it's almost time to for a female to run our country. I really do. I really do. They're more emotional. They're more, not emotional in the negative sense, in the positive sense. They're more nurturing and more comforting and play their emotion, in my opinion. And I think we need that.
I've said that a long time ago.
You did, Tosh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I voted.
All right, well, should we get into it, because we have an amazing guest today. We have Tara Williams. Are you with us, Tara?
I am. How are you?
We are great.
We are great
and so great to hear you, your voice. And I have to say I'm a little envious of you, because you are an author. And not only are you an author, I'm a huge lover of books and reading, but you're an author of a children's book, which is something I want to do. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so awesome that you're doing that. So first of all, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Can I ask you, okay, I know you have a background in child education. Is that right?
That's right. Yep, I teach first and second grade special ed for 20 years now.
Awesome. You're still going? Mm-hmm.
I'm still going.
I have to ask you, before we get into your book and on the topic, how did you land into the special ed department of teaching?
I've just always loved children. My mother had a daycare growing up, so I always helped her when she had the daycare, and I always liked working with the more challenging students.
Good for you. I commend you. I commend all teachers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But especially special ed. It's you're a blessing, and it's just beautiful. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on today, too.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, you're calling from, you're in Rhode Island, is that right?
I am, the East Coast.
How is the weather right now on East Coast?
Right now, it's beautiful. Well, I say beautiful, 70 degrees. That's beautiful to me.
That's perfect. Yeah, that's the perfect, ideal weather. Okay, so anyway, Tara, you are a child educator, but you also are an author. And I have your book in front of me. It's called Angel Friends. And I think it's such an important and awesome book. I think it's the message is great. Before I'm going to ask you to talk about your book, I'm going to ask you, how did you get into becoming a writer?
I've always wanted to write books ever since I was a little girl. And so after teaching for many years and becoming a mom, I said, all right, it's finally time to make a difference. Mm-hmm. So I finally just did it. I said, I woke up one morning and I said, I need to do this. Especially after seeing what my niece was going through, I felt like I needed to write a book to help other kids with the same issues.
So, and our listeners would rather hear you explain it than myself. Can you tell us what the book is about?
Sure. So it's based on my niece. Her name is India, and she lost her dad when she was 18 months old. She started seeing him and getting messages from him and telling her mother, but her mother didn't quite believe her until there was too many coincidences. And so what I tried to do is put it into a kid-friendly version about a little girl who has an imaginary friend, but it's really an angel.
Mm.
So I kind of wanted it to be a discussion piece for adults and their children to have so they can listen to what the kids' thoughts were.
That's very creative.
That's amazing.
That's very creative. Just real quick for me, I often ask this question to all the guests that come. When was the first time, if you don't mind answering, when was the first time that you really dealt with death or loss?
The first time that I dealt with loss, I was probably a teenager with like my great-grandmother, or my great-uncle Joe. Just probably another reason why I wanted to go the special education route is because my great-uncle also had special needs. So I feel like he's always with me, pushing me to do that route as well.
Okay. So,
but it was when I was a teenager.
Okay, so here's my question to piggyback off Terrell's. How did you go from there? Because normally, and I could be wrong, you all can correct me on this. I feel like when you go through, I lost my mother as a teen, so it kind of changed my perception on others when they lose a significant person. You know, I would assume the general public, if they haven't experienced a very close loss, they kind of don't really know that pain to the real extent. Mm-hmm. So what amazes me, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Tara, you're saying your great grandparent was probably the first significant loss. I would have assumed that wouldn't have been close enough for you to inspire to write this kind of book. Did that make sense?
Right.
Because
you're right. I would probably say it was when my niece's father passed away.
Okay, so that was the trigger kind of thing that made you.
Yeah. However, that could also be the connection, though.
What do you mean,
she feels because of her losing her
great grandparent.
Yeah, great grandparent. It probably was that connection of being
young.
You know.
I see. Okay. And then, can I ask now? I'm just out of curiosity. How old is India now?
She's 12.
Oh wow!
She just turned 12. Yeah, she's amazing. She is the most special girl with a beautiful soul and a big heart.
She's beautiful.
She's a great girl.
Now, my curiosity with you naming the main character in the book after your niece. Have you read the book to India, or does she say anything about it?
Oh, of course. She loves the book. She helped me write it. She comes with me sometimes. When she was younger, she would come with me to book signings. And then the kids would get to meet the main character. So they thought that was so cool. So she's come with me to do different events and stuff.
That's beautiful.
And to help some of the other kids talk through it.
That's beautiful.
That is great.
That is.
I have a question. We're all parents here, and Taj will soon be a parent as well. My question is about reading and children. There's so much technology in the world right now. There's iPads and everything else, computers. How do we get our youth more into reading, period?
I think it just starts at home as when they're little kids and they're babies, and just keep them reading their nighttime stories to them and just make it fun for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that books can help them. They can be for enjoyment, just a fun book. Like my book could be a kid-friendly imaginary friend that's an angel, or it could go into a deeper meaning, and then it helps children feel less alone and more comforted, and they can express their feelings better when they have a book that they connect with. So I mm-hmm. think as long as you're just starting it early, mm-hmm. then they'll continue to love books.
Have you seen
my book?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. I was going to say, I actually have two books, and in both of the books, I put songs in them because I feel like music helps too, and it brings people together. So each of the books have a song in it, and I think that the kids really connect with that as well, that they can sing the song. So if I go to book events and I start singing it, they sing it with me. So I think that's really cool too. So different authors can, if they can add something like that into it, then I think mm-hmm. the kids would be excited about reading.
Yeah. Have you noticed, because you're a teacher as well, correct, with the first and second?
Yeah.
Have you noticed over the years any changes as far as reading with children and attention?
I do, but I try to use a little bit of everything in my classroom. So I do use technology. Mm-hmm. We use the iPad. We use the audio books and audio CDs, all different types of reading materials just to get them excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to say something too, as a parent, I think books are so important. So any of our listeners who can admit that they've been slacking off, if they have mm-hmm. kids about the reading, please, please introduce books to your kids. And not only that, I'm going to take it a step further. Try to also introduce books that have a message and a story that can teach something. And when I say teach something, I think it's best done in stories for kids, you know? And that's one thing why I'm so happy.
Absolutely.
That's why I'm so happy you're with us, Tara, because from empathy to, you know, dealing with loss to just, you know, inspirational stuff. And I feel that your book has all that. And I think that is so important for kids to continue to, you know, I do think with technology and everything that is what's being affected the most, is the empathetic part of our kids. Mm-hmm. And I think books are huge, you know, something that can really help that.
Awesome. I think books, they just help with the discussion piece of it, because all kids learn by asking questions.
Yeah.
So if you start with a book, it's just a way for you guys to have a discussion with each other. And then when they start asking the questions about important topics, that gives parents the in to try to help them with whatever they're going through. There's books about everything out there.
Yeah. When you said you kind of talked about your niece's story in a child, mm-hmm. in a child kind of way, right? I think that was the term you kind mm-hmm. of described. What did that entail? What did that mean when you started to write it into a children's book? What did you leave out? What did you embellish?
Yeah, I didn't want to talk about necessarily the death and the grieving part of it. What I wanted to do was, if people wanted to talk about it, then they can. Otherwise, it can just be a fun book. But it opens the door for that discussion by saying, oh, did you have an imaginary friend? Or have you ever seen an angel? Or if someone's passed away, maybe your dad is your angel looking over you.
Mm.
So I just wanted it to kind of be like a two-tier story, so it can go either way.
Yeah. We are live on the Power of Love show with Tara Williams, and we are talking about her book, Angel Friends. Tara, where can people pick up the book?
The easiest way is probably on Amazon. It is on barnesandnoble.com also.
Great.
It's in different stores, like gift shops and things like that. But the easiest way is definitely through Amazon or through my website at www.angelfriends.net.
Great. When did you publish this one, Tara?
This one was about 6 years ago. And then I just published another one last year.
And what's that one called?
That one is, I'm trying to do a series. So it's another Angel Friends, but it's called Let Your Smile Shine. And that one deals with, it's more of like an anti-bullying book. So it deals with different themes like it's kindness, bravery, resilience, things like that.
That's great.
Good idea. I have a question. I'm assuming that there was some type of challenge when going to write this book, whether it was a personal challenge of just getting up and actually doing it. Did you witness anything or did you experience any type of challenge that you had to get over to complete this book?
I had a lot of challenges. I was just a fear of not getting it published or not having the confidence in writing. But then after doing it, and I mean, I made change after change after change, and having India's help and input with it, and she loved it. So I said, all right, this is for the kids. This is what's going to get them listening. So I just did it.
And so she was what, six when you published?
Mm-hmm.
About that age?
Six, yeah. Yep.
Okay. And then you, I assume, and I'm so curious on this, you wrote the book, but you had her at the end check it, or was it kind of a collaboratory thing, or how did that work?
No, at the end, I just kind of read it to her and I asked her what her thoughts were about it. Because it was, that was just the age I was looking for, like 6-7 year olds. That's the age range that I think it's perfect for. So I just wanted to get her input. And like I said, she is such a smart little girl that, she gave it to me. So
that's great.
I really commend you, because I think a lot of people start things and they have doubt and they end up, there's a calling, they want to do something, but then they end up fading away and not completing it. I know that you said your niece was instrumental in when you read it to her, that because she liked it and stuff like that, that's what gave you kind of, not the courage to publish it, but like, okay, this is exactly who I want it for.
Mm-hmm.
But just starting it, what was like the biggest doubt? Because we have a lot of listeners that want to do something, but you know, the fear sets in. You know, we're human, and we wonder, oh, no one's gonna this. I don't know. It might fail, and this and that. So, I like to hear from our guests in terms of what was the driving force in terms of how did you combat that in terms of your fear of like failure, or your fear of I don't know if this is going to be good enough.
Honestly, I just wanted to make a difference, and I thought that this was the only way that I could do it, because when India's dad did pass away, I was looking for resources and things to help her, and there wasn't many at the time. Mm-hmm. Now there's much more, but there wasn't many at the time, and I felt like I needed to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like my angels were telling me to do this. I named the angel Julia, which is my great-grandmother's name. That's the one that passed away, one of the first people that passed away that I knew. And ever since I was a little girl, I feel like I've always saw angels and have been open to that. So, and to this day, I still am. So I always feel like I have guardian angels watching over me and giving me messages. And I think that was a driving force with it as well.
Curious. I don't know. Again, I'm a little confused on this, because I don't know if you're how close you were to your great grandparents. But did you find writing this book therapeutic for yourself at all, or was it
not
really?
Oh, absolutely.
In what way?
I think it just helped me. It opened me up again to that there are angels out there,
mm-hmm.
And I feel like sometimes when I was a little kid, I know I would see them. And I know India as a little kid, she would see them. I know when you're younger, especially toddlers and 5 and 6 year olds, they're ruled by their perception of life. But it's not until you're an adult start telling you that angels don't exist, mm-hmm. that they stop listening to that. Mm-hmm. So kind of as I went on with life, I kind of got away from that. And then it brought me back to that they do exist and I'm seeing signs. And then I do believe I see more signs and I listen and I ask. And so it opened up that world for me again, where I got lost for a little bit.
And I guess that kind of correlates with, there's a phrase in your bio that I circled and keep looking at where it says, most people think that seeing is believing, but Tara thinks first you believe and then you will see. Does that piggyback off exactly what you're saying, right?
That's exactly it.
Yeah. Okay, so we have 2 books in the series. How many books are you trying to go to?
Well, I have a 5-year-old home right now, so I've been pretty busy with this.
Okay.
I have so many ideas. It's just finding the time to do it. But I do have a lot of ideas. So I would like to do like a 5-book series, but I like to be inspired. I have a lot of ideas, but like my second book is inspired by my daughter, who was born with a cleft lip and has a scar on her face. And so it's like an anti-bullying book. So something will happen and it'll spark me and I'll say, this is my next book.
That's great. And I love that it's authentic and I love that it inspires you to act. And I love how you're doing it. You know, it's great. And I commend you for that. You know, like Todd said earlier, a lot of times people get hung up. But not only are you doing that, it's great for you, but it's great for others. And I love the fact that it's art, so it's going to live forever. And again, I just commend you. Well done.
It's definitely needed. And I think that's the thing in terms of, that's why I commend you, is because you put it into action. But I do think, like, as you said, it's, you know, when we're kids, the world's open to us. And, you know, as adults, you get limitations. People tell you, oh, this doesn't exist, or this or you're foolish to believe this and that, and I think that's one of the things that's really can be harmful. And I think that,
right,
you know, your book is great in that way of teaching kids in a way to believe in angels and believe in that aspect of it. And mm-hmm. and I think that, I mean, it's hard because I've never lost that belief, but I know of many people that have, because they've been ridiculed or, you know, been told to grow up.
Yeah.
You know, I refuse to grow mm-hmm. up. But that's you. And I think that we lose that as you get older.
And on a quick side note, what shirt are you wearing? Because you do refuse to never grow up.
It's
cozy, huh?
Yeah. I have animation.
An anime.
Yeah.
He's saying, I refuse to grow up.
I do. Really, I'm holding. Yeah. I refuse to grow up. I mean, because kids have a certain innocence to them and they have a certain, yeah, I would say innocence in a way, and they're more open to things too. And we as adults, we really do say no, and we're shaped by society in terms of this is right, this is wrong, and society changes. You know, 200 years from ago, society was completely different.
Yeah,
and you know, so what's right and wrong? But kids have a certain way of looking through things, and you know, so I love that aspect of the angels and in terms of that. Because it's needed.
And to piggyback off that, I just love how she went with, she pulled from the kid. The kid had the authority.
Yeah.
You know, the kid dictated how the story was going.
Yeah.
India did. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Gave it the blessing. Yes.
Gave it the blessing.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Tara. We've had people who've lost either a child or have lost, you know, a parent on the show, quite a bit of them. One thing we probably have had, but one thing I really don't remember us talking about is the role of an aunt or uncle to someone who's lost, to a niece or a nephew who's lost. How did you find your kind of, this is my first question, how did you kind of find your place in that? And what, take us back to that time. What was your role?
Well, my role was just being there for my sister and for India as much as I could be. obviously it was a really hard time. I think that because I'm a little more spiritual, my role for India was to instill that in her, where my sister didn't believe in that as much. And especially going through what just happened, maybe not believing in much at all at that point.
Yeah.
So I think that it was my role to instill the spirituality onto her.
That's beautiful.
Did your spirituality ever waver have you always been strong with it in terms of, because you said your sister was kind of different?
No, I've always been pretty strong with it and pretty open. I choose not to let that part fade away now.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's easy for me because I constantly see signs and I constantly get signs and India constantly gets signs. So, and now my sister even does. So now it's easy for her to believe.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good book for parents too and for grown-ups because, you know, at the end of the book, yeah, she does believe because here's the sign. And one of the signs was a feather. And in the book, it's a rainbow. And truly, like every birthday of India's dad, there's a rainbow out. So, I mean, there are so many signs that you can't not believe.
Yeah.
I love what you're doing and what you did. I really do, because I remember when my mother passed, I was thinking a similar thing. There just wasn't, I was really disappointed on what was out there to help, you know, and it didn't seem like there was any resources. So to see, and I have it in my hand to see, you know, to see the story and where it comes from is a blessing. So again, thank you.
That was my question that I was going to ask earlier. And you kind of mentioned it before. We know with the show, there's a void when it comes to loss and grief and dealing with death. And you mentioned that as well. Why do you feel that is? And obviously it's not an easy topic to discuss, but why do you feel it's that way and how do we fix it? How do we bring it more into a normal kind? Is that me, Taj?
Yeah, that's you.
Sorry. How do we bring it more into a place where we could speak about it openly?
I think it's just more open discussions, what we're doing now, more books, more resources, things like that. I think it starts at home with the parents. It's hard being a teacher. You can't really delve into this stuff, into the classroom. We literally 2 days ago in my school district had a horrific thing happen where it was a murder-suicide situation with one of the students in my school, a little boy. And we can't, as teachers, really go into that at the school. It needs to be more of the school psychologist and things like that. So I feel like that conversation has to start at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a very good point, because when a lot of things happen, red tape's the wrong word, or... Yeah, maybe wrong, but I understand what you're saying. So it has to start from home. I agree with that. I think it's something that us at home need to really delve into and bring up. We are live on The Power of Love with Tara Williams. My instincts keep saying it the other way, but I know it's Tara Williams. Do you get that a lot, Tara?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You get Tara.
Yes. Why are you saying it, Tara? Don't put it out there.
No, it's Tara.
Tara. Yeah, like your name.
Like me.
That's how I'm remembering Tara. It. And we're talking with Tara Williams, the author of Angel Friends. And is it still available for audio? An audio download?
What I did was, because I ended up switching publishers, so the audio is, I have CDs made and I send them out with anyone who purchases a book through me. So it's no longer available online with the audio, but I have the CDs. So if anyone purchases it through me, through my Instagram or Facebook or website, then I send the audio with it.
Okay. And your website again is www.angelfriends.net.
We have a comment from Instagram. It's from Toria. She says, because of the divorce of his parents, my son started to be angry and overwhelmed sometimes. So I bought those books to help us talk about anger and how to deal with it. She's showing books here.
Yeah, that's great.
Now he can tell me with words when he starts to get angry, pretty much, or sad. So books open up a as
beautiful. So yeah. Well, it's beautiful. Thanks for the comment, Toria.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that is something as a parent that is crucial, and it's a great tool that I think for some reason doesn't come. I don't want to say doesn't come instinctual, but kind of gets left behind. You know, I think just society and the grind keeps us away from that. But that's something that if there's any subjects you want to talk to your kids about or you don't know how to approach them in, the books. Yeah. Go the book route. And that's why, again, Angel Friends is great for anyone who's dealing with anyone who lost someone or even a friend that lost someone. Mm-hmm. Anyone who knows someone that has a little kid that lost, you know, that may have passed. Yeah. Any type of loss, really. It's just a vehicle to get the conversation started.
Yeah, when I've had throughout this year and last year, I've had a couple of friends that have lost a parent.
Yeah.
And me being in that situation too, one of the first things I say to them, which Tara said as well, is you have to be open to signs. You have to be open kind of to seeing things in terms of like just, you know, because there's that loss and whatever. But for me, I was always open to getting signs from mom or getting signs, you know, little signals or hints or this or that or undeniable things, not things that are like, oh, you know.
And this may be a little bit off topic, but do you think that kind of correlates with whether you're an optimistic person or a pessimistic person?
I think it's just it's as an adult, it's different. I mean, unless you're a spiritual person, you know, then you're open to that.
But sometimes even if you're a spiritual person, if you're soft spiritually, then it could sway you the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's like, well, then why did this happen? You know, that I need and then you start seeing it in a negative perspective. So
you can, I mean, I think the signs that, I've checked back with a couple of them and they have seen signs, you know, that have, because it kind of calms you down, but it makes you feel better.
It makes you connect you.
But it's easier said than done. I'm just saying that it has, you know, most of them have checked back and been like, you were right, kind of, you know, I've opened myself up and it's like now I'm, you know, is that, Tara, is that kind of what you think in that way too?
I do. I think anyone who gets signs, I feel like they take comfort in knowing and feeling that their loved ones are there with them.
Yeah.
So I encourage everyone to talk to their guardian angels, literally ask questions and then listen, and you'll be shocked at what you get for signs.
Yeah,
you have to ask and you have to believe.
Yeah. That's the belief is the catch there.
It's important.
Yeah.
I have a quick question. When you decided that you wanted to write the book, I know I mentioned asked earlier if there were any challenges, but did you have anyone that was kind of swaying you not to write about this topic because it's such a,
I guess,
not swaying me not to, but there were some things that my sister didn't want me to be specific about, she didn't, which I think worked out well. Like, she didn't want to specifically say that it was India's dad who died, or the different signs that she was getting, because I think it was a little too real and raw at the time. But I think that was good, because now it can go either way and it's more kid friendly.
Mm-hmm. And then my second part of the question, I know with my brothers and I, as artists, musicians, we love hearing feedback and we love reading stories that have inspired people. And I was curious to know if
from our art,
I was curious to know if you've gotten any mail or heard any feedback that you could share with us.
I have. I've gotten a ton, and I was super shocked that I get so much. I have people that send me videos and people that send me pictures, and they said, this whole thing tell me now. Thank you for the audio CD and this book helps. Awful. She just lost her uncle. I mean, there's so many different things. So I'm shocked and humbled, and I welcome more. So please send me Instagram at angelfriends444. Send me more because I love getting it.
How did that feel when you first read or saw a video? How did that make you feel as a person, as an artist? What did that do for you?
Well, shocked, first of all. Because little old me from Rhode Island, I didn't expect that. But shocked, and it gave me more confidence, and it made me realize that I am making a difference and to keep on doing what I'm doing.
Right.
Question for you. Was there ever a consideration to not use India's real name?
No.
Okay, so that was never an issue for anyone?
Nope.
Okay, I was curious.
Nope.
I was always a little bit jealous.
She's in my next book, too.
Good.
See,
she probably loves it, I would think.
I would love it.
She does love it.
Yeah.
And the angel in the next book is her dad, Michael.
That's great.
So,
see, that's one thing. I always wish my name was in a book. It was never in a book.
No, your name
I'm sure you can find a TJ and Taj and a Tara.
You
can find a Tara. It's just going to be spelled a lot different. That's the problem.
The third one, I'll remember that, guys. I'll remember my third one.
Yeah, why can't there be like three angels that are brothers, you know, and from the California? I think we're on to something. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me, you are a trained, and I know this word, is it Reiki healer?
Yeah, a Reiki healer.
That,
so
I didn't say it right.
I was trained in it, and I honestly have not done it in so long. But basically, Reiki is a healing technique where you channel positive energy to a person, and it like restores their well-being. Mm. So it's energy work.
Mm. How did you get into
again,
that?
Something that I lost sight of being a mom and an author and a teacher and
How did you get into that, Tara, the Reiki side, the Reiki healing?
I started it when I took courses with this woman named Jackie Eaton, and she would teach angel light messenger courses, and that was how to open yourself up, basically, to speaking with spirit guides and angels.
Gotcha.
And then she had a Reiki class, and I just thought that it was very interesting, so I tried it and it worked again. Great. So I just kept going with it.
Great.
That's wonderful. Yeah. No, because we've talked about it in past podcasts, so our listeners know.
Yeah, we did about it. We talked about energy
and Reiki
and just being positive.
Okay, well, Tara, is we usually close our show with something for you, we would like to give you, I should have warned you, so I apologize. That's why I'm trying to consider.
Just throw it on.
Normally I prepare our guests, so I apologize in advance. But we like to give our guests, 30 second to a minute floor time to talk about whatever you want to talk about. It could be anything you want. It could be your new movie you like, your favorite artist. It could be.
If she wants to collect her thoughts, I do have Twitter.
No, it's fine. I just want everyone to remember that love never dies and that everyone has many angels watching over them. They just need to believe. And I just hope that everyone likes the book.
That's great.
Yeah.
Taj, this is why I'm considering firing him, because he
you can't fire me
because he was supposed to present something or make this comment before I asked you that question, but we'll still do it. So go ahead, Todd.
No, Marlene on, I think it's maybe this time for
I told you, no, it's time to fire you.
Children enjoy spending time with their parents and like to learn on so many topics. Reading moments become special moments of enriching exchanges, and then as they grow up, a habit, because it reminds them of the good times. So like basically she's saying, which I agree, is like if there's that, if like us, I'm reminded of mom talking, reading to us, or Uncle Michael talking about books and everything like that, and it brings a good memory up in terms of how important it is. And so that's what she's saying, is it's a
the power
it becomes a habit. of reading, because I think reading is so important nowadays, and we don't read enough.
Absolutely. And with that said, we are going to remind all our listeners about Angel Friends, the book by early childhood educator and author Tara Williams. She's gotten two books into the series. Hopefully, we're hoping for many more books.
Yes.
And maybe even a cameo.
Yeah.
I got to keep throwing it out there. Yeah. You got to believe it first, right, Tara? But I really want to thank you for joining us. And again, I completely, on behalf of all those who are going with a loss, want to thank you for putting this out there in the world for us to get to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just wanted to thank you on behalf of my brothers for doing this, because yes, we need more of these kind of things to help people learn how to deal with it, to help people heal, and to help inspire people to live a positive life. Mm-hmm. So on behalf of my brothers, Tara, thank you so much for writing the book and then joining us to share your story.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Anything, bros, you guys want to say, or just?
No, I think it's great what you're doing. Continue the great work. It's very needed, obviously. We turn on the news and we hear so many shootings and so much death around this world. And, you know, we miss this stuff. And it's unfortunately, we don't really understand it until one goes through it.
Yeah.
But I think it's great that you're doing mm-hmm. something about it. And I don't want to toot our own horn, but even us doing something about it. It's like you said, we have to talk about it more to bring it to the forefront.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Yeah. And if it changes one life, it's that life mm-hmm. changes another life. So it does. There's like a butterfly effect in that way.
Is that, that's the right term for that?
Thank you.
Not yeah. a ripple?
Butterfly. Well, ripple butterfly. Effect is butterfly.
Definitely. I'm just on you, Todd. You know that.
I know.
Tara, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great rest of your week. We are going to close out our show. But again, thanks for joining us on Power of Love.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So,
did you get it wrong?
Yeah, me?
Yeah.
Did you hit the button too quick?
Yeah, you always do that to me.
You're very sorry, suspect, right?
Sorry, Tara.
I apologize.
That's TJ. He's a little rusty.
I didn't
rusty.
Hang up on her.
No.
No, it's hard with that. There's a little delay on that.
No, but, I just want to say yeah. that, you know, I'm so excited when we get guests like this.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. not only are they putting out great content, but they're practicing what they preach.
And,
as well.
And to piggyback, Taj, it inspires others to do it.
Oh, 100%. Because I know that, as I said, I know there's a lot of listeners that want to do something positive and whatever, but there's that fear aspect of it. Like, I don't know if I can, or I've always wanted to do this, but, you know, and it's like, sometimes you just have to do it and believe that it's going to help someone.
It's still kind of, and I don't know, it's just me, but it kind of is, it's so interesting and fascinating to me that she wrote this book, I guess maybe it was for inspiration for her niece. It was mm-hmm. a way for her to give it back. But I would have thought you'd have to go through some type of similar thing to be inspired to write this kind of book. You know what I mean?
Not if you're...
If you're empath, and you yeah. love and, empathetic yeah, and yeah. she wanted to do something
you're feeling
special.
What, yeah, you feel the pain and stuff. So, yeah, it all depends. Some people don't have to go through it to empathize.
Yeah, I see, and I thought I was under the assumption that
yeah.
most times you would have to yourself.
Yeah. Most adults, yeah, if they're thinking of themselves, yeah, then would have to.
I teachers in general, you have to be a special type of person to be a teacher,
which is why I want to be a teacher.
Highly underrated. You know,
no, Terrell, you do have to be one, absolutely. But to take it a step further, it's the special education type
yes.
of teacher.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. and. After talking to Tara, you could see why her vibe, and she seems very mm-hmm. optimistic and positive, and you know, very, and it takes that, you know,
yeah.
it takes that to we be a successful and great one. So,
yeah.
Okay. Anything else you guys want to say before I close out?
Welcome back, sort of.
Yeah. Thank you. Unfortunately, I won't be here next week. I have a real estate expo, so I won't be there. But I know the show's in good hands with you two.
I thought you were going to say something mean.
He realized
too much speaking about good energy. Yeah. You don't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
But, all right.
I was, but I'm not going to. But yeah, so you guys got the next week. All right.
All right.
No problem.
Yes.
If you need me to get
our highest rated, highest rated podcast. Yeah,
this guy's a hard carry, TJ.
I'm sure he is. All right. That's our show for today. Again, special thanks to Tara Williams, the author of Angel Friends. You can go to Amazon. You can go to barnesandnoble.com. Or you can go on our website, www.angelfriends.net. It's a beautiful story about a young child who is dealing with loss. And I just think it's a beautiful, positive story. And like we've been saying throughout the show, for any parents out there, utilize books like these to help teach your kids how to get through life in a great, positive, impactful way. And again, I commend you, Tara, for writing this kind of a book. With that said, we're going to close out our show. If you are just discovering our show and want to learn more about our foundation, please make sure to go to our website, www. Won't get you anywhere. You got to get three W's in there. So www.ddjf.org. Uh-huh. And if you found our program helpful and can afford to do it, please go to DDJF and support the foundation. Any donation amount helps us support those in need, those who are struggling, those who are going through grief. And even if you can't, just spread the word. Yep. Share, tweets, share, like pages. We're just trying to get our foundation even more out there so that we can help more and more people. And that's it. Just practice love and spread peace. And anything else, bros?
That's it.
We're good.
All right. So we will see you next week, or at least my two brothers will. And have a great rest of your week. Adios.
Hasta.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.